2010 metai sausio 6 diena, toliau skaitome Mahabharatą, pirmą dalį, 22 skyrių, pratesiam skaityti 22 skyrių, kuris vadinasi Miške. The Pandavas left Hastinapura by the northern gate, accompanied by a number of servants. As they were leaving the city, the crowds looked on and openly criticized the Kuru elders. Reiškia, miestai turėjo vartus ir ko gero iš visų pasaulio pusių. When the wicked Duryodhana aspires to this kingdom, we are all lost. Our wealth, families, homes and even ourselves are gone. Ruled by that sinful, malicious, avaricious man who is aided only by other sinful men. We are doomed. How can we find any happiness? Let us follow these virtuous heroes to the forest. Galime išspręsti, kad šitų miestiečių santykis su valdančiaja klase buvo labai intimus. Jie tikrai atsiduodavo savo karaliui, dėl to, kad karalius atsiduodavo, monarchas atsiduodavo jam. Ir va toks psichologinis momentas, kad jie net nori sekti paskui juos į mišką, rodo, kad ant kiek jie mylėjo Pandavus. Nepavydėjo, kad jie yra, buvo imperatoriai, kad jų ištyrė buvo nuo monarchas, bet jautė natūralų potraukį. A few citizens approached Yudhishthira. Where will you go leaving us behind? We are distressed to learn of your defeat by deceitful means. Take us with you. We don't wish to meet with destruction by living in the kingdom of a sinful king. By such association we will be polluted by sin, whereas by associating with you we will be uplifted to the highest level of virtue. Čia irgi dar yra du momentas, kad patys žmonės juk galėdavo rinktis ar gyventi tą mieste ar negyventi. Ir pačių žmonių poreikis buvo koks? Poreikis buvo toks, kad jiem vadovautų dvasingas. Dvasingas karalius. Čia labai yra svarbu. Dabar mūsų poreikis koks? Kadangi masės žmonių poreikiai yra kūniški, tai jeigu tas, kuris vadovauja, atitinka jų gyvenimo stilių, jie renkasi. Nu. Jie nežiūri, kad žmogus, pavyzdžiui, laikytųsi 10 dievo įstatymų. Ir krikščionių šalis. Jo, visi yra krikščioniai, būktai. Ir jeigu rimtai praktikuojantis žmonės, jie žiūrėtų, kad ta lyderis, ten prezidentas, ar ten patarėjai, ministrai, pirmininkai, partijos lyderiai būtų labai aukšto lygio dvasingumo, tada jie rinktų. Dabar, kadangi mažai kam rūpi tie 10 dievo įsakymai, tas dvasingumas, tai ir renkasi tokius lyderius, kurie tiesiog turi geriausią atveju materialią kvalifikaciją. Bet praktika rodo, kad net į posus ateina, kurie iš vis net ne savo specialybės žmonės. Daktarai ateina į krašto apsaugos ministro pozicijas, psichologai į švietimo ministro pozicijas, taip toliau. Tai yra lakūnai tampa prezidentais. Ir rodo, kad žmonės, jiems nesvarbu yra. Tiesiog jie žiūri kitus dalykus. Kaip šneka, kaip elgia, kaip reiškia, kaip šneka, kaip atrodo, ką pažada. Išvaizda labai svarbi. Rinkiminės kompanijos labai svarbios. Yudhishthira folded his palms and replied, we are indeed blessed as the people with the Brahmins at their head. Credit us with the merits we don't possess. I, with all my brothers, would ask you to do one thing for the sake of the love you bear us. The king, along with our grandfather Bhishma, the wise Vidura, our mother Kunti, and our friends are in Hastinapura. Please stay here and cherish them. Only this will satisfy me. Aišku, Yudhishthira čia tobulai laikos religinių normų. Jokių apkalbų, jokių nieko. Aišku, religija aukščiau už asmeniškumus. The citizens cried out in pain. Sorrowfully, they unwillingly retraced their steps back into the city, thinking only of the Pandavas. When the citizens were gone, the Pandavas ascended their chariots and moved toward the north. At dusk, they arrived on the bank of the Ganges and found the great banyan tree known as Pramana. They decided to spend the night there and thus dismounted their chariots and bathed in the Ganges. As darkness fell, the many Brahmins who had followed the brothers lit their sacred fires, which cast an orange glow into the blackness of the night. Those holy rishis sitting around the fire chanting Vedic mantras in melodic tones soothed the Pandavas. Surrounded by such self-realized souls, Yudhishthira and his brothers again shone resplendent like celestials in the heavens. Įdomu, kad brahmanai lydėjo juos. In the morning, the brothers prepared to enter the forest. They sat before the sacred fire and offered prayers to the gods to invoke auspiciousness. Then they asked the Brahmins to bless them and allow them to leave. Yudhishthira spoke sorrowfully. We were robbed of our kingdom, wealth, and everything else we possessed, O best of man. We will not be able to maintain you, as is our duty. In the forest we will have to subsist on fruits and wild roots. The forest is also filled with dangerous beasts and serpents. Please, therefore, turn to Hastinapura. The suffering of Brahmins can overwhelm even the gods, what to speak of ourselves. I don't wish to be the cause of your privations, O holy ones. The Brahmins' leader, Shaunaka, replied, O king, we will go with you. Don't be anxious about how we will survive. We shall procure our own food and take great delight in an ascetic life. By our prayers and meditations we shall do you good, and we shall keep you entertained with our recitations from the holy scriptures. I don't doubt that it must be as you say, replied Yudhishthira. I am always pleased to be in the company of Brahmins, but now I am destitute. My brothers are anguished on my account, and I see myself as reproachable. How shall I now see you, who don't deserve to suffer? Subsist on food you have procured yourself. Alas, fie upon Dhritarashtra's wicked sons. Yudhishthira sat and wept with his head in his hands. In Indraprastha he had maintained tens of thousands of Brahmins. Now he couldn't provide food for even a few. Įdomu, kad Yudhishthiras charakteris valdovas ant tiek mylėjo Brahmanus. Iš tikrųjų, čia yra labai tobulai sustatyta, surėdyta vedinė socialinė sistema. Kšatriai, brahmanai, vaišiai, šudras. Yudhishthira natūraliai pergyvena, kad jis į brahmanų negali išlaikyti. Ne tai, kad, reiškia, vaizduotų, imituotų, bet natūraliai. Seeing the king feeling so dejected, Shaunaka consoled him by speaking from the Vedas. 1,000 causes of grief and 100 causes of fear overwhelm the ignorant day by day. But they never overwhelm those who are learned. O king, intelligent men like you are never cast in delusion. You cannot be bewildered by reverses. Knowing full well the eternal truths of the Vedas, bring that wisdom to mind now, O Yudhishthira. Nu va čia, Shaunakas reiškia aiškina Yudhishthirai, kaip Krishna aiškintų Arjunai, ką reikia daryti. Yudhishthira tarsi iliuzijai. Bet iš tikrųjų, čia buvo Yogamajos įtakoj, Yudhishthira. Shaunaka explained how the root of suffering is attachment to matter. As a fire in the hollow of a tree consumes the whole tree to its roots, so a small attachment, if nurtured, can destroy man. Geras palyginimas. Prisirišimas mažiausias gali viską subjauroti. One who has renounced attachment, even though living in the world, becomes free from evil passions and the suffering they produce. Yudhishthira listened attentively, taking delight in the knowledge he had heard spoken so many times. He never tired of hearing it. Čia dar vienas požymis. Yudhishthira džiaugiasi, reiškia, malonumą gaudo klausydamas šventraščių. Aišku, išrealizuotas menijų. reiškia, kad jam jis turi jau potraukį, turi skonį dorybei. Valdovas. Shunaka told him that the desire for wealth and opulence, which could never be alleviated, is man's worst enemy. The highest happiness comes from contentment, while the struggle for wealth, fame, followers, and the association of loved ones is the cause of bondage and ultimately pain. Čia įdomi, kad bendravimas su mylimaisiais pririša ir galų galę sukelia skausmą. Nu, čia jau ryšių platforma yra. Reikia suprasti, kad jeigu mes šeimos ašame esam, tai šitos žinios yra gal į ateitį. Nes pastoviai girdėt, kad šeimoje bendravimas su mylimaisiais bus skausmo priežastis, gal nėra ir labai malonu. Geriau tos santykius padaryti tikrai gražiais. O po to tų gražių santykius atsižadėti. Sako, atsižadėti gražių santykių, geriau patirti tiek minusus, tiek pliusus šeimoje ir po to atsižadėti, negu kad vien tik minusus. Kaip žmonės būna dažnai, ai, čia šeimoje šūdas, atsižadu visko, bet jisai dar nieko nepadarė, kad ten būtų gėlės. Jis net nepatyrė tų džiaugsmų, kaip jis gali atsižadėti, jį vis tiek traukšimą. Bet jeigu tu patiri ir džiaugsmus, ir skausmus šeimoje, ir po to atsižadytas, atsižadėjimas yra tikras. Jis rodo, kad tu tikrai gavai aukštesnius džiaugsmus už tos, kurios patirdavai šeimoje. Therefore, king, you shouldn't covet anything. Don't desire to accumulate wealth even for virtuous purposes. It is better never to have touched mud than to wash it off after being covered in it. If you wish to acquire virtue, then free yourself from all desires for wealth. Yudhishthira was puzzled. O Rishi, I don't desire anything for myself. I only wish to have enough wealth to support the Brahmins. What use is there in leading a householder's life if he cannot cherish and support his dependents? Is it not the duty of a householder to maintain both his family members and the brahmacharis and renunciates? So too should a householder welcome guests and travelers. This is said to be the path of religious merit. What is your opinion, O learned Brahman? Alas, this world is full of contradictions. Shunaka replied, that which makes the good and honest ashamed pleases the wicked. That which makes the good and honest ashamed, that which makes the good and honest ashamed pleases the wicked. Mm. Moved by ignorance and passion, men act simply to gratify their stomachs and sex organs. When the senses come in contact with their objects, a desire springs up in the heart to enjoy those objects. Blinded by desire, men become absorbed in following the dictates of the senses, which they mistake for real happiness. Shaunaka explained that even a pious man may be overpowered by desires when associated with the world and its enjoyable objects. Yudhishthira had already achieved success in his householder life. Now, without attachment or material desire, he should concentrate on his practice of yoga and austerity in order to attain full spiritual success. By his spiritual power, he would then be able to support the Brahmins. Oho! Dvasinė jėga. Yudhishthira thanked the Rishi for his instructions, which he said he would follow. Brahmanus galima palaikyti ir dvasinė jėga, ne? Įdomus punktas. Then still desiring to find the means by which he could maintain those ascetics who wished to accompany him into the forest, the king asked Domya's advice. O great sage, I cannot abandon the Brahmins, but at the same time I have no power to provide for them. What should I do? Domya reflected on Yudhishthira's question for some minutes. Then he replied, long ago all created beings were afflicted by hunger. Thereupon Surya took compassion upon them, drawing up water with his rays, he stayed over the earth. Then the moon, by his cooling powers, converted the resultant vapors into clouds. Then rain fell, and by the combination of sun and rain, food was brought forth from the earth. Thus all beings are actually supported by the sun. Take shelter of the sun god, O king, and you will be able to fulfill your purposes. Dhaumya explained, Yudhishthira, how the great kings of the past had all protected and delivered their subjects by virtue of their own ascetic meditation and vows. The Pandava immediately understood, in order to secure the means to support the Brahmins, he should worship the sun god with an ascetic vow. Thus he asked the sage what means he should follow. Dhaumya instructed Yudhishthira in the 108 names of the sun, as well as the Vedic prayers he should recite. Then Yudhishthira entered the Ganges, stood facing the sun, and offered numerous prayers and worship to its deity. He took neither food nor water for several days, and controlled his breathing through the process of pranayama yoga. Renouncing sleep, the king continuously praised the sun god from the waters of the Ganges. 3 days later, the blazing sun god appeared before Yudhishthira and said, I am pleased with your prayers and austerities, O king. You shall get all that you desire. I shall provide you with food for the 12 years of your exile in the forest. Nu va, koks lygmuo. 3 dienas atlieka skezės be miego ir iššaukė saulės dievą. Bet aišku, tokie buvo šalia ryšiai kaip Dhaumya ir taip toliau. 3 days later, the blazing sun god appeared before Yudhishthira and said, The god gave to Yudhishthira a large copper plate with the following instructions. When Panchali has cooked a meal, she should place the food on this dish. That food will then be inexhaustible in quantity until the time when she herself eats. You can thus feed any number of men from this plate, O king. The god then rose into the sky and vanished, adding, You will regain your kingdom in 14 years from now. Nu, kaip viskas paprasta, per 3 dienas išsprendžiama yra problema. Yudhishthira came out of the river with the plate and took hold of Dhaumya's feet in worship. With great happiness, he embraced his brothers and then handed the mystical plate to Draupadi. She immediately cooked a meal and placed it upon the dish. After offering the food to the Lord with appropriate prayers, she served the Brahmins. To her amazement and delight, she saw that as she served from the plate, the food was immediately replenished. It was only when she took her own meal after serving her husband's that she saw the dish finally empty. When they had eaten, the Pandavas, blessed by auspicious rites and Vedic prayers, set out for the forest of Kamyaka, accompanied by hundreds of Brahmins. Nu va. Varinė reiškia lėkštė. Draupadi turėdavo išvirus maistą padėti ant šitos lėkštutės. Jo. Iš tos lėkštės niekada nesibaigdavo maistas. Tai jo dar vienas yra įdomus dalykas. Dar aiškia 3 dienas nemiegot, pastoji melstis, kontroliuoti kvėpavimą, pranajamą, jogos. Vėlgi, ligmuo buvo toks, kad buvo lengva išsikviesti jiem. Pusdėvis. Dabar pas mus būna akadašis, mes daugiau negu 16 sunkiai sukartam. O jisai 3 paras Yudhishthira pasninkavo. Tai rodo jo tikrą norą rūpintis brahmanais. Tikrą jį norą. Jisai sugeba askezę priimti tam, kad brahmanais pasirūpinti. Tikras noras. Kaip sakant, kai yra tikras noras, mes galime atlikti askezę. Kai žmonės nori ir namų statosi, kada yra labai didelės kainos. Pažiūrėkime, kaip buvo prieš krizę, kokios kainos nekilnojamo turto. Ir pirkosi, ir pardavinėjo. Kai norisi, ir per krizę atsidaro verslus ir suka kažkaip. žinau, yra noras, žmonės pasidaro viską. Kai nėra noro, reikia kalbinėti ir aiškinti valandų valandas ar mėnesiais. Bet kada yra noras, tai iš tai yra, gal kažkas galėtų
iškia.
Abejot, ar jis tikrai čia labai norėjo labai tiem bramanam pasitarnauti, bet tai, kad jis atlieka tokią skezę, net ir 3 paras, pabandykim, tai nėra taip paprasta. Rodo, kad jis tikrai labai norėjo. Ir tai, kad Saulės dievas atsirado po 3 dienų askezių, jis labai daug ką rodo. Iškios buvo labai nuoširdžios. Labai nuoširdžios. Ir realiai mes irgi, jeigu esam nuoširdus, mes galim išsikviesti pusdėvį kažkokį, jeigu esam nuoširdus. Galim išsikviesti Krišnas, nuoširdumas privers Krišną. Krišnas nieks negali priversti ir skyrus meilį. Jis negali neteiti, jeigu yra su meilė kreipiamas į jį. O tai meilė yra ta jėga, su kuria Krišna yra valdomas, kuris jis negali savęs sutvardyti, kada yra su meilė jam tarnaujama. Ir aš nemanau, kad kokia kita džyva ar žmogus gali susitvardyti, kai jam yra su meilė tarnaujama. Su tikra meilė. Neįmanoma. Net didžiausias demonas neatsilaiko, kai yra su meilė jam tarnaujama. Na, įdomus dalykas. Taigi, pratęsim toliau skaityti Mahabharata kitą dieną. Hare Krishna.